Hello. Today on Tax Justice Warriors, I'm going to focus on the year in taxes from Washington, D.C., a Capitol Hill roundup, focusing on the legislation and a bit of litigation coming out of Washington, D.C. for this historic year.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
For this Capitol Hill roundup, I'm going to start with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. Now, there is quite a bit that went into this act. President Trump introduced the idea of tax reform during the fall of 2017. That was hotly debated, but it began in the legislative process in November and was eventually signed into law on December 22, 2017. Now, this Tax Reform Act covers several areas of tax law, including individual, international, corporate, pass-through entities, and nonprofit entities. While I don't believe it was as comprehensive as the Tax Reform Act of 1986, it is a major tax reform for the Internal Revenue Code. Moving ahead to the end of the tax season in April 2018, several things happened on the same day of April 17, 2018. To begin with, there was a crash of the IRS website on that day. So that was a historic moment for the IRS, that the crashing of the website meant that they could not receive any e-filing of tax returns, electronic filing of tax returns on that day. So since there was interference with receiving tax returns at the end of the tax season, the IRS decided to extend the tax season for another day, making the end of the 2017 filing of tax returns, those were due April 18, 2018. Now at the same time, there was a bill going through Congress, the H.R. 5444, the Taxpayer First Act. So that bill had a goal of taxpayer service, and the plan was to make several changes to the IRS. To begin with, Procedurally Taxing did a review of this bill, but I wanted to mention some highlights that it would create an independent appeals process within the IRS, would require the IRS to submit to Congress a comprehensive plan to improve its customer service, and also the IRS had to submit a plan to Congress to redesign the structure of the agency to improve its efficiency. The bill had some support following the tax season, especially following the website crash of the IRS. The bill, however, passed the House on April 18, but had seemed to die upon reaching the Senate, specifically the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Now, also around the same time, there is the Supreme Court case, South Dakota v. Wayfair. The case itself was argued on April 17 and decided on June 21, 2018. This is also historic because the United States Supreme Court generally does not hear tax cases. So while I focus on individual income tax and tax controversy the most on this podcast, I want to bring up this case and discuss it a tiny bit because it is so historic, but the focus itself is on sales tax. The case's ruling allows states to charge sales tax on electronic purchases from out-of-state sellers, even if those sellers, the internet websites, do not have a physical presence within that state. Basically, if an individual within a state makes a purchase on a website, even though the website itself does not have a physical presence within the state administering the sales tax can charge sales tax to the purchaser from the sale. Now, since then, I have been listening to the Bloomberg B&A Tax Talk podcast. They have a Hill Roundtable section of their podcast, and they discuss various bills and other legislation that is happening for taxes. So some of those bills mentioned have been one regarding temporary tax credits and deductions, potentially making some of those temporary tax credits and deductions permanent. There have been also bills regarding the fine-tuning or other clarification on provisions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and potential bills that would increase the budget for the IRS, specifically fundraising for the IRS. Also, a potential tax 2.0 bill that may happen as well. So another round of tax reform following the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. The next chronological piece of tax news that I wanted to cover was there were hearings on the nomination for the new IRS commissioner, Charles Rettig. Mr. Rettig was nominated by President Trump. He is a California tax attorney that has negotiated with both the IRS and state tax departments. So there's potential that he would try to negotiate and work fairly for both the IRS and the taxpayers because he has that background for helping taxpayers. He is expected to be confirmed as commissioner since there does not sound to be anything majorly controversial following his nomination hearing, which happened on June 27, 2018. Now, previously, I was going to wrap up my coverage of the Capitol Hill legislation and other tax news following those items, but I also learned that on Thursday, July 26, that the Senate offered a bipartisan IRS bill that they had actually, the week before, the leaders of the Finance Committee unveiled a bipartisan IRS bill, and the Senate Finance Committee offered legislation on Thursday, July 26. The bill focuses on six areas: improving the IRS organizational structure, strengthening taxpayer protection, and updating enforcement procedures, making it easier for small businesses and retirement plan administrators to comply with the tax code, helping low-income taxpayers, reforming the appeals process, and improving the IRS's information technology. Now, I do not know how closely it compares with the Taxpayer First Act. Potentially, these are two bills, one from the House, one from the Senate, and whether they need to be reconciled or not, I'm not sure. But it sounds like with all of the legislation that is occurring regarding the IRS, that eventually something will occur for IRS reform that, to some degree, Congress is trying to improve things from Congress to taxpayers. So if that occurs, I would like to focus on that more. I will potentially also focus on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and South Dakota v. Wayfair in the future. Please let me know if you'd like to learn more about it. In the meantime, I thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.